Back here on AM 1450 KETE, the postseason starts for the Albert Lea volleyball team tonight as they travel to Byron. Tigers, the number 6 seed. Albert Lea, the number 3 seed. Head coach of our Tigers, Jamie Cameron, with us. And, Coach, a good afternoon, and thank you for the time.
Yep, you're welcome.
Now, before we talk about the playoff matchup, overall record this season, give us that record.
It was 10 wins, 16 losses.
And when you look back at the 26 matches, there's been a lot of success for Albert Lea volleyball this season, and as a head coach, you have to be very proud.
Oh, absolutely. And we've played some very competitive teams that, have just walloped us in the past, whereas we came out and we competed with all those teams out there. We gave them a struggle, and whether we won or lost in those matches, we played hard. And that's what these girls just show, is their hard work and their willingness just to step it up in the clutches and just keep pushing, as volleyball is a mental sport.
Now, Jamie, when it comes to highlights this season, pick a couple of big highlights for your team. I did see video. I'm assuming one of the highlights was that big win down in Winona, 5-set win against the Windhawks. Talk about that victory and talk about some other highlights for the Albert Lea volleyball team.
It was funny because I told the girls when we went to Winona, we can beat this team, because we go into every team facing that and we have that, and going in that in the confidence that we're going to win that match. And we started out strong in Winona. We just come out on fire, and the first two sets we take away from them. And then the third set, we started to get into a rut. But we overcame that. You know, they won the next two, and we overcame that, and just, you know, mentally, we stepped it up and we won in the fifth game there, when we could have just let that define us, and we didn't let that do that. And we're not going into the postseason as well. But yeah, that was fun. And we looked back at it, and the girls said, yeah, we could have won that 3, but it took 5. Only because they wanted to hang out in Winona longer, which I don't know why. It's the longest drive, one of the longer drives.
Jamie Cameron, the head coach of the Albert Lea volleyball team. I know you guys had success at your own tournament this year, picking up a couple of wins.
Yeah, we played Glenville and Lyle Pacelli, and it was one of those, again, they were at home and just motivated to come out strong, and they just stepped it up and won that tournament.
Tonight you guys get Byron, and you hope to move on to the next round. How many seniors do you have on this team, Jamie?
We have 4 seniors, okay. 5 seniors.
Okay. So,
5 seniors, yep.
So a good number that obviously you look to your seniors, I'm assuming, especially during the playoffs, because they're going to be the most motivated, because they do not want their careers to come to an end.
Oh, no, not at all. They don't. They love to play, and it's one of their passions. And, yeah, they don't want it to come to an end. So, yeah, I'm going to look to them, both Annika and Jordan and Lauren, to really step it up. And the one that's really been a serving specialist for us has been Kaylee Evans. She's gone to that line, and almost every time she goes back to that line just to serve for us, she gets an ace. I mean, that is saying something about her just stepping up in serving, and then she gets rotated out right away again. But, yeah, she steps it up, and each one of these players, each one of these seniors, is a valuable aspect to this team and will step it up and continue to do so, and we see that going against Byron.
Now, Jamie, unless I missed it, you guys have not faced off against the Bears this season. Is that correct?
No, we haven't. We saw them at we got to watch them play at a Century tournament, but we've all grown since that very beginning of the season. So we're looking forward to it, because we watched them play and we're like, yeah, we can compete with this team. So we're going into this, you know, with the motivation to just win and take that and go to the next round of sections, which we would play Stewartville or Winona if we go into that next round.
7 o'clock tonight on the road at Byron. Tiger fans, make the trip. Bring the blue and the cherry and cheer on our volleyball team tonight as they take on the Bears. And Jamie, before I let you go, I know you have next to you one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week, and Annika Veldman, a senior volleyball player. Tell us about Annika and how much she means to the team.
Oh, she's an integral aspect to the team, because if you get Annika the ball, she can put it on the floor, and she's got a high kill ratio, and she just is a strong all around player. And it's one of those, as volleyball is about mistakes. And if she makes a mistake, she just smiles and shrugs it off like, yep, I did that. and moves on, and we'll get the next point and not let that last mistake define her or anything like that. So that's how important she is to this team, because she motivates the team, she cheers them on, and just keeps them positive all the way through.
Annika Veldman again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Jamie Cameron, the head coach of the Tiger volleyball team. Jamie, I'll have you hand the phone over to Annika. Thank you for the time, and good luck tonight against Byron.
You're welcome.
So Annika Veldman joins us. Annika, are you there?
Hello, yep.
Congratulations on being a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about your volleyball career. How long have you been playing volleyball?
It's been 7 years now.
Okay. And what got you interested in volleyball to start as a kid? Because I'm assuming you love the sport and probably have a great passion for it.
Yep. It was just something. I like to try new things. And when I found volleyball, it was something I just really liked. And I met good people there, and we've just grown ever since.
Now, Annika, 10 wins this season, double digits in your senior year. You must be very proud of the way that the team has played so far.
Yeah, it's been good. We've all found a way to work together.
Are you excited for the playoff game tonight?
Yeah, very.
Annika Veldman with us, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And what are some of your favorite things about volleyball? What do you love about it the most?
I would say the relationships we've built as a team. We're all very comfortable around each other and can laugh. And we just play well together.
I'll say when I see, you know, videos and pictures posted on social media, you can tell this team's always smiling. You young ladies must have a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now, Annika, besides volleyball, what other sports do you play at Albert Lee, and what other activities are you involved in?
I play basketball, and I'm involved in Lynch Rue and the NHS.
Now, I always ask our athletes of the week, if you had to choose one of those sports, you mentioned two, volleyball and basketball, which one is your favorite?
It's a hard decision. I'd probably go with basketball, but so, it depends on the day pretty much.
Whatever's in season, correct? Right now it's volleyball.
Yeah.
Soon
yep.
it'll be basketball. Now, Annika,
yeah.
Besides, you know, playing sports and activities at Albert Lee High School, what are some of your hobbies and other things that you like to do?
I like to hang out with my family, go on the lake, and also youth group at my church.
Oh, very cool. Again, senior Annika Veldman with the Albert Lee volleyball team, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. And Annika, before we let you go, you mentioned your family. Tell us who your parents are and if you have any siblings.
My parents are Jake and Sarah Veldman, and I have a brother, Connor, and a sister, Hannah.
Annika Veldman, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Annika, thank you so much for the time. Keep that season going. Get those Bears tonight, okay?
Yep, thank you.